Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Folds, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Tuesday, September 6th, 2022 in the Gregorian calendar and the 10th of Elul, 5782 in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. Israel has recalled its ambassador from Morocco amid a harassment probe. The foreign ministry recalled Ambassador David Govrin from his post in Rabat as it is in the process of investigating sexual harassment allegations concerning the ambassador. The allegations include sexual harassment, exploiting local women, not reporting gifts, and severe workplace disputes. The diplomatic relationship between Morocco and Israel has been developing for some time now, since each country opened up a liaison office in the other back in 2020. Neither of those offices have actually been turned into official embassies, according to plan, however. Israel's civil administration is planning to legalize dozens of West Bank farm outposts using a new regulation. About 30 to 35 of these illegal outposts already exist, and under the new regulation, they would be classified as legal since they are technically located on state land, even if it borders private Palestinian-owned land or nature preserves. Before this plan can go ahead, the defense minister and the justice ministry will need to approve it. The plan is intended to define the rules for farming outposts in the West Bank, and many outposts will have to adjust to the new requirements. But it would also legalize existing outposts, which were dubbed as illegal previously. There have been many disputes over Israeli farming outposts, and this new information is causing tension. Haaretz reports that oftentimes farmers let their herds roam and they graze far, meaning they might be crossing over into private property. Haaretz also reports that within the last 5 years, four settler farms have taken over enough Palestinian land to make up an entire small city that you might be able to find in Israel. They use the city of Holon, which is just outside of Tel Aviv, as a reference point. A mother and her 14-year-old daughter have been killed after a shooting in the central Israeli city of Lod. That was Monday night, so last night. The twin sister of the deceased young girl is wounded and in the Shamir Medical Center due to her serious condition. The three victims were Arab-Israeli residents of Lod. The family was around their car when the attack occurred. The mother was unpacking groceries, and her children were inside the vehicle. No arrests have been made as of yet. Cries from the Arab-Israeli community have been heard for years now, saying that there's no relief from crime in Arab-Israeli communities. If you are getting caught up on your Israel Daily News, we'd like you to consider sending over a monthly contribution at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News. The financial support we get from subscribers helps us maintain our show and helps us continue to grow and try to reach new audiences. Subscribers will get a handwritten thank you note and a little poem that I write myself to let you know how thrilled we are to have your support. And to all of my loyal listeners, thank you for your interest in Israeli affairs. Israeli politics are world politics. We have one link in the show notes, which you can click on, and that'll take you to the page where you, too, can make a contribution and feel good knowing that you're supporting independent journalism. So check that out at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. An Israeli man was detained after letting his dog take the car for a joyride in Jerusalem. Yes, that's right. A dog taking a car for a spin. Police say the suspect filmed his dog holding the steering wheel of the moving vehicle and shared footage on social media. Well, that man has been summoned for questioning and is set to face reckless driving charges. Ivory panels that have been mentioned in the Bible turned up in Jerusalem. The Israel Antiquities Authority announced Monday, so that's yesterday, that these panels serve as evidence of a luxury item that was mentioned in the Bible. The tiny ivory panels would have been embedded on wooden furniture for the high and mighty during the first temple period in ancient Jerusalem. The panels were found in an archaeological site that is formerly known as the Givati parking lot, which is next to the old city of Jerusalem. I love stories about archaeology, especially in Israel. Every day, there's some new reminder of our ancient past. So cool. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Tuesday, September 6th, 2022. Tel Aviv has a low of 25 degrees Celsius and a high of 29 degrees. That's 77 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 85 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. I also usually add a few personal anecdotes so you can get the inside scoop on what's going on in my personal life. And I always mention our professional highlights from the Israel Daily News Podcast. You can sign up for that newsletter on our website at israeldaily.news. If you notice that the show came out just a little bit late today, that is because I was in some planning meetings for a conference on homeland security that I am going to be hosting in Sofia, Bulgaria in the upcoming weeks. So I'm very excited about that, and I'm planning and I'm reading and researching. I want to give a thank you to Michelle Milner for her social media work on our Instagram page, israeldaily.news, and Dan Matheson, our Israel Daily News podcast intern. Now I'm going to send you off with a song called Aftila by a Colorado-based klezmer band called Hadgabah. Super talented. Have a great and productive day.
Sotvedonik, vanity, licanas, alitisha, matsu.